influenza boo of the boo.
All right, Costello. Costello. Please, what's the idea of all this noise? What do you think you're doing?
Abbott, this is a great moment in history.
What do you mean?
You are listening to the new Bing Crosby.
The new Bing Crosby. You dummy, do you realize that Crosby is famous all over the world as the groaner?
I'm going to be famous all over the world, too.
As the groaner?
No, as the squealer.
No.
When the blue...
Costello, please. Look. Will you cut that out? You'll never be able to sing like Crosby. His voice is unique. The doctor's found a wart on his vocal cord.
So what? What do I care about a wart on his vocal cord? Look in my mouth, Abbott.
Hey, what's that Blue Jay plaster doing in your throat?
I got a bunion on my windpipe.
Now, cut out that silly talk. You can't go around imitating Big Crosby. People will say you're a mimic.
A mimic?
Yeah.
No, they won't. I got as much blood as anybody.
No, never mind that, Costello. You still haven't told me why you came in here singing like Bing Crosby.
Because I want to do a high class. That's wrong
English. Well, it's got
to be. I want to do a high class. That's a bum reading. So what about it?
All right.
I want to do a. Can I help it?
All right. Say what you want to say.
Because I want to do a high class program like his.
Yes.
No jokes. No comedy. Nothing but music and beautiful songs.
Don't be silly, Costello. We can't get along without laughs.
We've been doing all right up till now.
No. Costello, don't talk like an idiot. You can't compete with Bing Crosby. Look at his background.
Look at his background?
Yes, look at it.
Get a load of mine. I've got the biggest background in Hollywood. On my background, I've got 35 orange trees and a large smudge pot overlooking my barbecue pit.
Costello, look, I'm talking about Crosby's musical training. Do you realize he studied opera? Why, he spent 15 years on Faust.
Crosby spent 15 years on Faust?
Certainly.
Then you've been lying to me, Abbott.
What do you mean I've been lying to you?
For 15 years, you've been telling me who was on Faust and what is on second.
Every time I say what is on second,
you would say what is on Faust.
Not on Faust, now, you dummy. I don't mean he was on Faust. I mean he sings Faust.
He does not.
He doesn't sing Faust?
No, he sings very slow, like my Uncle Artie Stebbins.
No. All right, cut that out. Look, Costello, Faust is an opera.
Has anybody got an aspirin?
I'm asking you, please. Faust is an opera. Do you know any operas?
Yes, Abbott, I know two operas.
You know two operas?
Yes, Carmen and Miranda.
No. Not Carmen, Miranda. You mean the opera Carmen. Did you ever hear the third movement from Carmen?
No, but I saw the fourth movement from Miranda. La da 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 da
da da da da da da da. Costello.
Cut it, Rick.
Please,
what are you trying to do, get into?
Please, now, don't be silly. You don't know the first thing about music. You don't even know how many kinds of notes there are.
Oh, I don't.
No.
Yes, I do.
All right. Name the different notes.
Well, there's wall notes, P notes, coca notes, cashew notes.
Will you cut that out? I'm talking about musical notes. For instance, how many notes do you find in a bar?
How many notes do I find in a bar?
That's right.
My mother never lets me go into those places.
Look, Costello. A bar is a measure of music, and every bar gives you a full measure.
Say what?
Every bar gives you a full measure.
Not in Hollywood, they don't. This is the home of short beer.
Oh, no. Never mind that, Costello. In order to be a singer, you must be able to read notes. Freddie Rich, please, hand me a sheet of music.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Now, Costello, tell me, what do you see on that piece of paper there?
I see a bunch of flies sitting on a fence.
No.
And some of them have tails.
No.
Look like the tails are broken off.
No. Those aren't flies. Those are notes. Freddie Rich wrote this music.
Did he write it in bars?
Certainly. Freddie wrote this song in 32 bars.
In 32 bars?
That's right.
No wonder his music is so staggering.
No. Now, Costello, please.
He should know better than to write music in bars.
What do you mean?
Why don't he do his cutting up at home like other musicians?
Now, just a minute, Costello. Freddie Rich is a great songwriter. I was with Freddie last night when he wrote a song in four flats.
Four flats?
Certainly.
You guys sure get around, don't you?
No, you idiot. Four flats is the key the song was written in. Freddie used the key of four flats.
Freddie Rich has the key of four flats?
That's right.
Does his wife know about this?
Look, Costello, when I say Freddie wrote a song in four flats, I don't mean the kind of flats you live in. I mean the kind of flats you play in. And the number of flats gives you the key. And Freddie's key is four flats or a flat.
Oh!
Now you got it. Oh, that's a boy.
You mean the flats that Freddie plays in in ain't the kind of flat she lives in.
No.
Because the key of the flat she plays in is four flats, and the flat he lives in has nothing to do with the key of the other four flats.
Now you've got it.
Now I've got it. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Oh, what?
My time is your time. My time is your time. Glowing watch time. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
All right. Oh, Costello, will you cut that off? I'm not going to let you sing on our program.
Oh, Abbott, you've got to.
I'm sorry.
You have to. I've always wanted to sing.
No.
Even as a little kid, I used to sing in a quartet in the fish market.
A fish market quartet?
Yeah, there was four of us. Perch tuna, second tuna, barracuda, and bass.
Are you trying to tell me the fish market paid you to sing?
No, we just sang for the halibut.
Well, you can't sing on this program. This isn't a fish market.
Oh, no? If this ain't a fish market, what are those four pickerel players doing in a band?
Ah, pickerel players. That isn't pickerel. That word is piccolo.
Oh, no, it ain't. Piccolo is what I had for lunch.
You had piccolo for lunch?
Yep. Hamburger with mustard piccolo.
No. No, that's piccalilli. Piccalilli is a relish.
That's what we got growing in our garden.
You've got relish growing in your garden?
Yeah, horse relish.
No, that's not relish. That's radish. Radish.
Radish is what my girl's got.
Your girl's got radish?
Yeah, green eyes and radish hair.
Look, please. Talk sense, Costello. This has nothing to do with your silly idea of singing on the program.
Oh, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I tell you, Abbott, I gotta sing.
What do you mean you've gotta
Everybody
sing?
Everybody wants me to make good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've always been musically inclined. On the day I was born, my mother looked at me and said, Little Louie is going to be a great musician.
How could she tell?
I was born with drums in my ears.
I love... All right, Costello. If you insist on singing, I might let you sing one number. But you can't sing Bing Crosby's theme song. You've got to get a song of your own.
Okay, Abbott. I got a beautiful number about a girl on a bicycle.
How does it go?
She pushes it with her feet.
No, I don't mean that. Look, I've had enough of this nonsense. Look, Costello, if you want to sing on this program, you'll have to get a songwriter to write you a number. Now, here, come on with me, Costello.
Where are we going?
We're going over to Ned Blank's music company in Tin Pan Alley. Well, here we are, Costello. This is the Ned Blank Music Company. Let's go in. Yes, Costello. This is Tin Pan Alley, where all beautiful songs like that are written.
Gee, Abbott, I wish I'd have brought along a needle and a thread.
A needle and thread? What for?
To give to that poor girl that's always dancing with a hole in her stocking.
Oh, be quiet. Look, we've got to find the head songwriter. Pardon me, sir. Are you the manager?
No, I'm the janitor. Just call me. Ireland must be heaven because my mother came from Dan Puchowski. Speak to the secretary over there.
Okay. Pardon me, Miss...
Just call me. I, of course, reply. Smoke gets in your eyes. Honeysuckle Rose. And who is the young man?
Well, you can just call me. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Lula's back in town. Come down and get you in a taxi, honey. Costello.
Young lady, we came here to have a theme song written. Could you help us?
Oh, well, here comes our head songwriter now.
I haven't sugar and yet hiding songs. I'm handy. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Wait a minute. Just a minute, Costello.
Please don't interrupt me, Abbott.
What do you mean?
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I wish to present my first musical program, starring Lou Costello, better known as the Squealer. I will sing...
No, not that old anything, but now I can't stand it.
There's a coward in every audience.
That man is right, Costello. You're not ready to sing yet. Hey, wait a minute. What are you drinking out of that bottle?
It's medicine for my throat. It's to keep me from getting hoarse.
What is it?
Horse liniment. And now, if Freddie Rich and his orchestra is ready, and the ushers will lock the doors, I will sing my opening number, The Flight of the Stumblebum, by Rimsky-Korsakov. Now, what's the matter, Freddie? Can't you handle it?
Well, I just want to know how you want your music played. Do you want it poco a poco or piu accelerando?
Well, we'll just start out poco and we'll finish up piu. And while I'm on the subject, was your script shaking?
Now, wait a... Wait a minute, Costello. The band isn't ready to play for you yet. They don't even know your range.
My what?
Your range. Every singer has a certain range. Now, take little Connie Haynes. Don't you like her range?
Yes. In fact, I like her whole kitchen. And now stop interrupting me, Abbott. Come on, Freddie, start the music.
No, Costello. I tell you, you can't sing on this program without some preparation. Now, listen, I've taken the liberty of hiring you a vocal instructor. Would you please step in here, Madam Spumoni?
How dare you, young man? That was from Rigoletto.
Yeah, that was from rigor mortis.
Now, Costello, you can't talk that way to Madame Spumoni.
Madame Spumoni?
Yes, she's a great opera singer.
Opera singer?
Yes.
She don't even look like an opera singer.
Oh, you don't look like a chicken either, but I've heard you lay plenty of eggs.
No. Now, let's not argue, please.
Madame Spumoni.
Now, just a minute. Here, please.
Creamy, ain't she?
Now, look, Lou. I brought Madame Spumoni over here to listen to your voice. Costello, sing a few notes for her.
All right, I'll sing my favorite song. I am writing Caroline.
Oh, you mean I'm calling Caroline.
I mean I'm writing Caroline. The company took my phone out.
Costello, I don't think you'd better try to sing a song yet.
That's right, Mr. Costello. First, I want to find out something. Do you have an ear for music?
Yes, ma'am. But I sing better with my mouth.
No. Now, listen
closely. What are you doing? Go ahead.
And tell me what note I'm singing. Ah! Now, what is that?
That's H.
That was G.
It sounded like H.
Costello. Costello, please. Pay attention to Madame Spumoni, will you?
Yes, Mr. Costello. Now, I'd like to hear you sing the scale. Go ahead.
Okay. Do, re.
Well, go ahead.
There's more?
Of course there's more. The next note is B. Now, hit me.
I beg your pardon?
I said hit me.
Abbott, this kid is asking for it.
No, Costello. Costello, put your foot down. She didn't say to hit her. She said hit me.
Now you're talking. Wait till I get my coat off and I'll smack the both of you.
Now, listen.
Oh, my dear boy. We don't want to fight with you. We're trying to help you. I want you to sing me the third note in the scale. Now, sing it alone first and then we'll try a few bars together.
We'll try a few bars together?
Certainly.
You don't even appeal to me.
Costello, please.
Certainly, I'll join you in the last four bars.
If you do, you'll buy your own drink.
Now, look. Costello, Madame Spumoni merely wants to hear you sing a few notes.
Oh, well, that's different. Get a load of this.
Stop! Costello, your voice sounds very strange.
Yes, I know it. I strained it singing through a screen door.
No, try it again, Mr. Costello. Now, this time, I want you to give me a nice, round, pear-shaped tone.
A what?
A pear-shaped tone. Every note must come out of your mouth shaped like a pear.
Which end first?
Costello, please. Madame Spumoni simply means that you've got to breathe properly to sing.
That is correct.
Get it
to
right.
To control the tone, you must sing from your diaphragm. Do you know where your diaphragm is?
No, I haven't worn one of those since I was a baby.
No, Costello. She's talking about the thing you breathe with. What have you got between your stomach and your chest?
My belt.
No.
Gentlemen, if I may call you gentlemen, you're wasting my time. Now, Mr. Costello, I'm going to ask you to sing these two words after me. Ready now? Fresh fish.
Fresh fish.
Fresh
fish! Kind of high. That's enough. That's fine. That's wonderful.
Now, wait a minute. What's the idea of getting me to holler fresh fish?
Well, when I get through with
If you can't make money one way, you can make it another.
How do you like that, Dame Abbott? I don't need her either, you know. I don't need anybody to help me sing.
No, but Costello, you can't sing without music.
I ain't gonna sing without music. My kid brother Sebastian is gonna play for me. Come on up here, Sebastian, and play the piano.
Here I am, Louie. Hello, Uncle Bud. Well, how are all the old jokes going tonight?
Now, never mind that, Sebastian. Look here. Costello, your kid brother can't play in this program. He doesn't know how to play the piano.
Oh, yes, I do, Uncle Bud. I play the piano with my feet.
With your feet? What do you do with your hands?
I hold them over my ears. I can't stand it.
Oh, that's me. Sebastian, sit down on the piano stool. Sit down on the piano stool and play something for Uncle Bud.
Okay, Louie.
What's the matter, Sebastian?
Who unscrewed the top off this piano stool?
Come, Sebastian. Let's see you play something.
Okay.
Sebastian! What was that you played?
Home, sweet home.
Well, that was terrible.
We have a terrible home.
Sebastian, I'm surprised at you. You can play better than that. I gave you 50 cents for a piano lesson yesterday.
I know it, Louie, but I spent the money on my girlfriend. I bought her a peppermint stick.
You've got a girlfriend at your age?
Yep, and yesterday was the first time I kissed her.
You kissed her?
Yeah, and we better finish the program fast. I'm getting hoarser and hoarser. Mm-hmm. I kissed her yesterday, Uncle Abbott. But it was an accident. We were both eating the same peppermint stick, and I ate past my half.
Sebastian, here I was depending on you to play the piano for me tonight. I was going to make my debut as a singer, and you deliberately take the hard-earned money I gave you for piano lessons and spend it on a high living and wild women. You have imbued on my good name. Why do you always do these things to me, Sebastian?
Oh, I'm a bad.
Abbott and Costello will be back in just a moment.